Unfortunately, I'm crazy because we need to tell our work.
Yeah.
That's why we was asking for extension for this budget review. If you can correct me, Secretary, that we get from the Parliament, we get chance still to end it in on the 1st of November. So I think we need to really our work is just put for the community, and we are only human beings. But I must say, we did work at this department. Even the minister was agreeing yesterday when he made his closing remarks in the portfolio committee. So well done, honourable members, for that. Thanks for that. So then we give members the chance for the observation.
Chair, I would propose that Honourable Duncan reads her observations, because it's pretty much in line with what I also think, and yes, she's written it out.
Those members who have also maybe have their observations, I think they will also allow, because we all of us must take part if you have observations to make.
Over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just roughly wrote in saying that in light of the fact that the department received an unqualified report, the department must, however, be able to address the capacity financial constraints far better, especially with regard to addressing the delays and prolonging. And they must also look at the processes and procedures that is necessary to fast-track on service delivery of excellence. It is, if I'm talking about, when I say processes and procedures, that has to do with, for instance, the ratification of certain pieces of legislation, the legislation in its totality, that they look at that. So that is my first input. And then the second one is the department has a 4.9% funded funded vacancy, post vacancies.
Right.
No, I mean funded, 4.9% funded
vacancy rate.
Funded posts.
Yeah.
And then they have a 27% vacancy rate, which is inclusive of funded and unfunded posts. This is not a healthy situation, and the department will have to give urgent attention to its organigram or operational structure to determine whether they need the amount, because the 27% represent an amount. So here we will have to talk about, they must be able to distinguish to make sure that the number of posts that they actually need for the department to properly function. Because if they're not going to do this, in all its reports and in future reports, it's going to continue to reflect a high rate of vacancy. So they will really have to look at the organizational. And then lastly, I also mentioned this yesterday, the way that the departments compile the annual report, it is important that in the variance that they really give us optimal information as to why they did not meet the targets as set out. Because this will make our process so much easier. It will be better for us to understand what they actually mean. And by the time that they do appear before us, it is just a matter of questions for clarity. Not necessarily questions where we, have to get the department to go way back into trying to answer us. outside of three points. Maybe my colleague or everybody else can maybe put the questions or the points maybe in a better way, maybe the language is checked and all of that. Thank you, Chair.
I think the secretary will capture it, what you were saying, Honorable Duncan. One more wonder. I'm going by line so that I make a lottery to end this up.
Okay. Just for clarity before Honorable Duncan could say anything. Isn't it that maybe also Honorable Duncan isn't it that also the maybe the information or meeting with the what do you call this this committee? SCOPA, public account. For them to give us more detail related to the annual report, and in particular, I'm just thinking, because we haven't talked about the financial statements with the department in particular. And in particular, the report by the Auditor General, what the Auditor General has said to them, this is what they've got when they audit their financial statements. I'm just checking about it. Isn't it something that should appear in our recommendations related to the financial statement? And in particular, the information that we should have gathered probably from the Public Accounts Committee. I'm just checking. Oh, I didn't press this call. I was laudable enough.
Only to be here last time that when we, the first day when we start to respond on the, when we start with the purposes, I think the chairperson did say that SCOPA didn't yet meet with the department. So we didn't know or will not know what is the finding by SCOPA committee. He did not yet meet with the Department of Arts and Culture on the issue of the annual report. Okay.
I spoke to the committee secretaries of SCOPA. They will not be summoning the department. They will, however, summons National Arts Council, South African Heritage Resources Agency, and Afrikaans Star Museum. I forgot the last one that got it qualified.
Thank you, John.
I think another observation that we also made was that there are some problems in the department with monitoring and evaluation, specifically in terms of the different entities. And one can ask the question whether, in fact, they do monitor the quarterly reports that are supposed to be sent to the department. I think also in terms of their own internal processes with assessment and performance agreements, there seems not to be enough monitoring and evaluation.
Thank
you, Chairperson. I also want to add, it's fine. You don't call it. I want to add to what my colleagues said, and actually I agree with what they've said. But you'll understand that sometimes we may ask more or less the same question, because the way we understand this thing is not necessarily the same. On coordination, monitoring and evaluation, it's appalling to read that this is due to the lack of dedicated resources. And in brackets, the resources they're referring to, human and financial. I don't understand how finances can be dedicated. But human, if you talk of resources which are human, I mean, if you are not dedicated to your job, you won't do it. And we need you to unpack that terminology, calling the resources of finances also to be like dedicated, unless if I'm missing something. And I'm like checking if they know exactly that. The human resources, the human beings are not inclusive, like kids and babies. I mean, there must be what we need to check with the department, I think, is that they must come with a plan, monitoring and evaluation. If you don't do your job, something must happen. Because otherwise it's just a tool, it's there, and or maybe there should be incentives, I'm not sure, for those who are doing their job, so that those who are not doing their job should do their job. I think that we need to check with the department. That's the first one. And on corporate governance, you see, sometimes if you set unrealistic targets, you won't attain them. Because the department set a target of 100%, but only did they go up to 84? When was it? Only managed 84%. I mean, it's their own target. They set it themselves. Oh. I mean, if I say 100%, I have to get them because it's me who set it. So they set 100%. It means they are underperformed. So next time they need to be very realistic because it's misleading if you stick with targets that making you think these people will go that far. Better to say 70% and you go above it, I think. And on 2.2 and 3.2, to develop and transfer skills, they are target again. They are having this target that people must have skills developed, their skills being developed. But we need to check if that is married to some time frames, because you don't say we have a plan and you don't come with time frames. So we'll check in the big book. If there are no time frames, those are the things that you need to answer. I thought I was like out of order. Am I orderly?
No, you're right. You make most of your observations, so we're listening intensely.
So up to here, those are the observations that I can give for now. Thank you.
Chief, can I just make a correction? Sorry. Honourable colleague, the dedicated means allocated.
Or to. Or
and not committed.
Not like
you know this. Allocated to.
Okay.
I think to add what Honourable Duncan was saying, because as I was saying the first day, from Program 1 to Program 6 is cooperative governance, and also about service. Like example, the department if on the critical positions, they have too much acting. And this is one of the issues that the HR raised very critical. That they, how will you be an African says for the whole party?
Yes, sustainability.
Sustainability and also
accountability.
So they have too much. The CFO are very critical position of the department. He's acting.
More than 3 years.
Yes. More than 3 years in. And where was he before he became acting CFO? So that will be very serious, my observation towards the department. Now, how will you get your performance management if you have such of people sitting in acting positions? The other one, I think the observation of the legislation is already made by Honourable Duncan. For the last how many years that they didn't even pass any legislation in this institute or in this government when it comes to arts and culture. And I know it is a very important department who must bring the nation together. The last one I will say so that we can go to the recommendations is that on the observation on the key programs that they put moratoriums on it's not acceptable. That especially when it comes to the youth, to youth or to matching to certain party dispute will maximum tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. And here we put moratoriums on programs who must creating jobs and in the poverty. I think we members we go to the recommendations. All of it. Duncan?
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to the point that my colleague next to me raised. I'm sorry, I won't get used to all the names. I will make use of time to make sure that I get the names right. But my colleague spoke of the AGN. Yes, it is so that in our recommendations or observations, we can in particular raise what the AGS said and what we think on that. And I mean, if you look at just one point, then we must also understand that 84% of the budget of the Department of Arts and Culture actually goes outside into the entities and all of that. So their monitoring and evaluation has to be far better than allowing all the things I've said in the first. The capacity constraint, the budget constraint, the prolonging of processes, putting a moratorium, like you said now, Acting Chairperson, you know, putting moratoriums on certain processes is not good. So I want to maybe just say that maybe we can just in one sentence say how we feel about you know the AG report. However, I don't know how we're going to do it. The only thing that I can think of is the AG did say two things, which is important. That is the IT, the bringing our attention to the IT that is a weakness within the department. That also relates again to them looking at their operational structure. And then the second thing was the procurement. But that is not the department, that is the entities, the 58%. Mm-hmm. But they made us aware also that the department then has to strengthen their monitoring and evaluation on the entities, ensuring that they get behind and really know why there is a 58% problem in procurement within the entities. If that is what my colleague meant, then I agree with him that we can make it part of our observations.
I think to summarize it very shortly and very constructive on the most important things, I just want to ask, is the late payment part of the procurement?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Can this be covered?
Investigations as well. Investigations and why people were fired and
I think the observations we made and the summarized quite well is the only thing we must do now is to come up with the recommendations for the agenda set. I think it's not a long recommendation.
I think we should recommend that the department has to, I think, revisit its organogram, its staff structure, so that there's a thorough analysis between the staff they want to appoint, the strategic objectives they have, and the funding implications. So I think that's the first thing that they should be doing, because that will address our observations concerning capacity problems. Then I think they also have to look at the actual funding of the different programs and to do an analysis of whether with the budget allocated to each program they can fulfill their strategic objectives. Because from the report, it seems to me that they're not fulfilling their strategic objectives, and every time it's capacity and budget. So they'll have to look at their staff structures, they will have to look at the funding of each and every program with a thorough analysis, measuring it against strategic objective. And then they will have, I think, to provide us with a monitoring and evaluation plan of how to monitor the internal processes and how to monitor the institutions. And this will relate to, for example, the quarterly reports and what processes are in place to monitor and evaluate those quarterly reports.
For the person who takes the ministry, I just want you to repeat the last recommendation on to provide the quarterly report on the monitoring.
Yes, so the department has to develop a monitoring and evaluation plan for the internal processes as well as for monitoring and evaluating the institutions. As Honorable Duncan said, that 84% of the budget is actually transferred to institutions. And that there must pay specific attention to the quarterly reports and how those reports are monitored and evaluated so that action can be taken timeously and not after the fact. So that they can see, for example, expenditure patterns, underspending, overspending, because at now they don't know. They just run into a problem at some point.
I will give you now, I just want to ask something.
Okay. I think what you just said, Ms. Latrit, is actually spot on. What me and the researchers decided we will do as from now on, for each term, we will require the department to brief us on the quarterly expenditure report each and every term. So that when it actually comes to the annual report itself, say for instance, the next year, the committee will already kind of like have an idea as to what is going on. That will also actually keep them on their toes.
Exactly.
Uswana?
I know that's difficult for me, it's easier for you. Chairperson, because I wanted to check with you, are we sure that they don't need this monitoring evaluation tool? Because to the best of my knowledge, they should be having the tool. Like,
is it presented to us?
Okay, because I'm not sure, I was not never in that department, but I know from the department where I come from, there is a monitoring and evaluation tool. It is there, and it must, actually, it's there for the department to move. It's supposed to be there, so that we don't go there and ask them to develop something that is there. Maybe we can ask them to develop or to show us if, because if they say they have it, we need to see it. Because I should think they should be having a tool. Yeah, they should be having some sort of a tool. A police also, they should be having.
I think what Honorable Lodric means, you see, last time they didn't come to present us the strategy plan of them. We didn't have it with us. You see, some of us come in this committee said, not even start from 2009 in this committee. So we are not all on one page. So we said to them, they must come to present the strategy plan to us. Because how will we know as the portfolio committee when they spend their money on the program, because we don't know what is the strategy plan for the 5 years. Because remember the speaker said of parliament that every department must come up with a strategy plan for the 5 years. That's what he said, the speaker, when I was in the other committee. And that's why we come up with a 5 years strategy plan towards what this request was for. So, on the issue of the evaluation and monitoring plan, we didn't see it. It would be very good if they have it, but we don't have it. The honorable members who must play an oversight role, it will be important for us So we had, as you said yesterday, we didn't have the X in our hands. You know the X, yesterday you raised it. And they promised us they will give that to us, and they did give it to us. So it will be important. That's why we must have the workshop. Early next year, we must have that workshop where we deal with all those things. Your strategy plan, because we must check if we must review this thing, the strategy plan. Because if we review the structure, we will propose here today, the structure of the department must be reviewed. And that's what the organigram. Then we must look to the strategy plan, because then the plan must be to what we're requesting towards. So I just raise those things so that we can be equipped. So we as the portfolio committee must make sure, secretary, that on our program next year, because in the beginning they more or less give training. So that must be part of our, as MPs of this portfolio committee, to have that process. We also can have a strategy session with the department where we check where are we now. Did we achieve this or did we not? So that we can move smoothly. Tell our time in my time or our time in.
The president of the year. Just a follow-up.
Okay.
So sorry. Before I forget. Is it possible for, you know, sometimes you go to ask for something and people don't give you. You keep on asking, it's like they are not willing or they are not going to really ever. But I'm checking with our staff if they can go into these computers. I'm told by my kids, you know, they are computer wizards, like all of them except me and my husband. They say if you want information, you go into this. You can Google and get it. Can somebody do that and get us the act? Because the act I've been requesting, they don't. But for sure, we can get it, I think, from. If we can get those acts, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we get it. So that whatever we speak, it's in line with the acts. Because sometimes you come and tell people they are wrong and they don't understand what you're talking about if you say do these things. But if we read the act, and actually we'll have to read, to learn how to read it. Because you might be having the act, and it's one thing to have it and another thing to understand how to unpack it. Please, if we can not rely on them, but rely on our staff. I think both Joni and I are competent to do that.
You see, the show this body language, he agree. So he said, now you will do that. I think the recommendation of Dr. Lothric was made, the last one of evaluation and monitoring. I just want to check, must it be included in that a report of quarterly of the entities of what we do it every. Well, you see, the department plan was the oversight role of the entities, but when we give them the critical entities or of the across the board.
Across the board.
Across the board. Why am I saying that? Because you remember the AG raised some of the entities who really need strongly monitoring. Like Sarah and those others whose report is not looking very good. So must we make them all, but I think we must prioritize them first. So we see, as we saw Robben Island come out of that nest. Robben Island is moving now. I think we must maybe check who are those critical entities that the AG raised. Maybe make them, prioritize them, so that we can, because we must keep the department on their toes towards that.
Chair, I agree with you. I think we can prioritize them, but the department must, as a matter of course, monitor and evaluate all the institutions because they get the money. So it must be every year they have to have a program and they have to do that. We can deal with the problematic ones. And then there's just the last thing that I've just remembered. We must also make a recommendation regarding the presentation of the report, the annual report. As Honourable Duncan also said, that they have to be, they have to give us sufficient detail to understand why targets have not been met.
Honourable Duncan and Honourable Mahunda.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to make a last remark and as an add-on, is that Parliament has adopted an outcome-based approach, meaning that there should be continual monitoring. And therefore, the department, when we're going to, like Honourable Lottridge is suggesting, that we, and even yourself, Chairperson, that we have the quarterly reporting and what our secretary is wanting to do, that we actually get the department in at the quarterly, and they must make sure that the 84% that goes out is reported on. Meaning exactly that it will be inclusive of each and everybody that receives money from the department. Thank you, Chair.
No, I think we agree. Honourable Mahunda?
The first time I talked to my through you, Chairperson, I wouldn't like to take you back. My colleagues have already covered up it in the monitoring and evaluation. But I think we, even if we put it in that fashion, the way they put it, it should also be stressed that both the department and the public entities, they should be in the monitoring system. They should also look into the compliance of the policies and the PFMA in particular. Yeah. Because that is where, when we talk about, when my colleague Honorable Duncan said, the procurement system. You see, if there is no compliance in particular that is followed up, we'll always have this, you know, kind of things shifting from one point to another and blaming each other. I just wanted to stress that.
No, really, we have really good members here. They are sharp. Yeah, if you work together, you can do more. Honourable Speaker, you want to say? I think we did summarize it. Oh, correct?
No. Chair, thanks. From our observation, we observed that the department has never filled 27% of the funded post. I do recommend that they must actually fill, because that vacant post has been budgeted for. They must make sure that they must fill that 27% of that vacant funding post. Because members, you will remember that the president promised the nation that all the department must make, they must fill all the posts now. So it is important that put it that they must fill all those posts. It's an instruction from the president.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that you take it as one package. I think what he said is very important. I want to end, because we forget. When the president promises jobs, he's not saying that he individually is going to give people all those jobs. It's us, you know, it's everybody. Even you in your house, if there is no maid at home, you are doing this culture. This on. I mean, if you work, your salary is such that you should keep a maid and a garden, somebody looking after the garden, and you don't do that, then you are, what I'm trying to say is that the president cannot be accused of these jobs. So we need to talk to them to fill the posts. I think it's more than right. Not every department should do that. You don't sit with a vacant post. You are doing disfavor to this country. So we need to be very serious when about this particular observation of ours and talk to it vehemently if we have to. Thank you.
Honorable Korai and Honorable Buswana, I think what we, Honorable Duncan did make the recommendation, and she did say that the department is sitting with that high vacancy rate, but also that the gentleman yesterday in the portfolio committee, who are the HR, he said only 4.9% is being funded. So the others is it's actually in between. So it's not directly. So it's just actually playing with words. So it's not directly. But also, the DC said, we're finding this department in a mess because of discipline cases is not being finalized. 50% of the, remember, when it happened, you go to the annual report, 50% of the cases was not even, was be finalized or not be finalized. So they must be look carefully when they appointing a staff. So they must be finalized those outstanding matters also before they deploying people. But also, this department, I think on the issue of the president saying we must create jobs, yes, we must create jobs. But on the proposal that Honorable Duncan was made yesterday, in front of the minister and the deputy minister, that this department must look on the issue of the economic. Are they in the right cluster or not? Are they not maybe must move to economic cluster where they can contribute to the GDP of this country? Because on the moment, this department is like people who are waiting for hands out. This department is not creating a platform where they can make business where they can is getting in their coffers so that they can really make sure that our people gonna benefit for the long term in the future. And also maybe to create the job what we want that people must getting jobs. There is a lot to do in this country still on this 18 years of democracy we did do very well. But for this young generation, I'm repeating again, Labour Party, young generation going out tomorrow, this is because of unemployment. So we must look how that we will, and as the minister was saying, the coffers, the bulk of the money, when I drive home yesterday night, when I listened to the radio, the bulk of the money is going to personnel. I mean workers, that's what Gordon said. So so we must really look as departments, how can we create funding where we can make sure that people of South Africa will not be unemployed in the future. I think that's what I captured yesterday, what you said, Honorable Duncan, yesterday to the minister. And I can see they agree. They was there in the... Oops.
On the chairperson.
And and the deputy and the DG did present to us as the committee they plan for. Remember when I said that plan that they got a golden what?
Something.
Golden economic. Zanzibar. Yeah, that is the plan what the department will have for. I don't know why not they start with the plan. Maybe as soon as be adopted in the cabinet. Next year, then we can move forward towards it. But it will be important that the organigram that we must get a presentation in the portfolio committee, maybe before the House rise for this term, that we get the organigram to check what post is vacant, where fit where, and what is the budget towards that, so that we can have a picture on the 2 points you raised. And those people who are still acting, when will they appoint those acting people who are critical positions in the department when it comes to implementation? Honorable Duncan?
Chairperson, yes, thank you for that. I must say, after the meeting, I went to the minister, and the minister actually confirmed. Like the chairperson has confirmed, Madam Tandy, that the minister actually addressed the fact that you know he wants this department to be in or sought under the economic cluster. he just said to me that it is now just a matter of formality. One of these days, so I just asked him again just to accelerate that process so that in all the papers that is handed out and when we sit as clusters and meet as clusters, that we also now know that we actually with the economic cluster. So he agreed, he surely agreed on that. And I'm very sure that if that is going to happen, then we will definitely get more money, and because we will be more on the forefront. Yeah. And people can get the real meaning of what arts and culture actually means. Because this is not just about protecting, it is also about accelerating, for instance, entrepreneurship. You know, we're not going to be able to give the jobs within the entities, but people can create their own, you know, they can, to complement the areas such as museums, you know, around the areas of where a museum is, they can be entrepreneurs with smaller projects and things. So it can really lend its hand to much more than what we have. Thank you very much.
Duncan, I think you were quite right. As Honorable Wunder was asking me last week, what you want to have event in his constituency, and we talk about they're going to open a school or something like that. That's the things must happen in his village. Now, when we visit Somora Machel, what is this place? Somora Machel Museum. Yeah, we come up with a proposal there that the Department of Tourism and the Department of Assam Castle of that province and the mayor was there. Of that municipality, they must come up with the idea of to maybe make a guest house or something nearby, because people must travel far to go to that museum of Somora Machel. So that is really, if we sit down and plan properly, then we can do a difference in people's lives. Life. And that young man who are the talker, I think, how long? He was very young when those things, when that incident was happening. And today he's a talker who takes us through that. And he has so passion for that work. It was really so touchable. Yeah. So, yeah. So we can, and actually, Department of maybe the Portfolio Committee of Tourism and the Portfolio Committee of Arts and Culture must have a joint meeting. We must have a joint meeting here. We must really, this joint meeting must be taking place. As I saw when I was in energy, we have a meeting with public enterprises because ESCOM falls under public enterprise. But ESCOM is also the entity who provide electricity of energy. So, and we make progress and even on the issue of water affairs and environmental. When we went to Lesotho this morning, when I drive to Parliament, there's the announcement that the Africa government and the Lesotho government signed officially that agreement. I think it's something in billions, right? Yeah. That's the things that if we work in partnership in things, then we can actually make a difference. I think we come to the end. I think we must also say in the recommendation, the next budget, we don't take any more budget constraints and capacity. It must be the last brr that we're sitting with the issue of capacity in budget constraints. There must be highlighting strongly there that is will be the last budget, because we have now leadership in the department. I mean by the minister and deputy minister who said they are, when they make the closing remark yesterday, and they make the commitment yesterday, for the next budget review, we will not experience the same problem that we experience now. What did they say? So, they did make that commitment, and we will keep them accountable for that commitment that they made yesterday. If, if things is not going the way we agree yesterday in that portfolio committee. And I was saying, there was also an eye opening for them, because if I can see the way the two is looking in the report and was putting, there was an eye opening for them. There was not a way maybe of some of those things. So I think it was in the beginning, it was for all of us, the learning school, this budget review, and was also helping them. Sometimes you have your pride, you don't want to disclose and saying, I did make a mistake, I have the shortage of capacity, or I have a shortage in this. But as humans, sometimes we don't want to say that. Yeah. So that in the end of the day, we can help in one another. As a lot of you have asked really on that button. And then Dr. Mabunda was when he took over on Thursday, he was also very confident the way he took us through that process. And I said, if we can keep on with on the way we work now, we can really take this department forward. I'm saying we are not friends at work. We are colleagues. When we go out of the door, then we can become friends again, because we are here deployed by the people of South Africa. And I think we come on the end of our journey for this. Thank you very much for the participation, and thank you very much, Honorable Steve Avi. I know you attending other committees. And your Minister of Sport, yeah, he's so hands-on. When I'm a poker come back, he's dealing with those issues. But that's the way leadership must do. Mustn't wait a long, take long the issues. And it is so out of hands that you can't control it. Yeah, Honorable Cora saying, I must go to the meeting now. We have an urgent meeting. So you did your part there also, Lucifer, but you put all your part here in this portfolio committee. Thank you very much. I think we close this point of the agenda. Is there any other things, John?
Just a reminder, honorable members, that book launch this afternoon at E249 at 5 after the house has adjourned.
Yes.
And for those members who will be attending, if they can just perhaps indicate to me whether they will be in need of transport back to the villages. So please inform me.
By the way, what time is the book launch? I think
7:00. It's 5:00. I think I make a mistake. I suppose before we must adopt the still I forgot. So look, my apology for that. I think what I must do is that the secretary must read our recommendations so that we can find this clear before we go out, before we adopt it. So if there's some slight things that we think must change, then we must do it before we adopt the recommendation, the report with the recommendations. Honorable secretary.
Actually, I'm just wondering now, we're putting Johnny on the spot now. I don't know. Our compete, that is, we have extension till Tuesday. That maybe if he can write it, email it to us, and if we can just get together for 5 minutes and say we approve. Otherwise, it's going to be very difficult for him now.
I want to make a slight edit now.
Perhaps if those members who have made recommendations can just kindly give me their written recommendations. Just for me to make sure that I have captured everything.
Mina, I'm sure that whatever I said, you captured it correctly.
I think I'm now tired about this. I wanted to repeat this once for all, but anyhow. I think the proposal is right because we did get the extension for the 1st of November, when my birthday month. So as the secretary is saying that this Rotary proposal that we give it to the next meeting, and members can still send their recommendation if there is something they forget about or leave out, because the chairperson is not even here today. Maybe our own recommendations also maybe to add. So I will give that space for this, and that must be adopted, not longer, so that we cannot be blamed as the report saying the previous portfolio committee of parliament didn't
receive the ratification and not responding on it.
So I think that we as a team said, we don't want to be blamed in the future. Okay. So thank you very much, Honourable Lottery, for that proposal. Can I get the seconder? The House agreed all together. So agreed to. So I think we already made the announcement of the book launch of this afternoon. As the Act and Culture, we must support them to attend it. The last thing, Secretary?
I just wanted to know from honourable members, I've got a few recommendations that I took down in our previous meetings also, if it will be okay if I also include those. Obviously members will have a look at it, and if it's not up to it, then we'll just take it up.
Maybe I just want to find out our parliamentary researchers that is allocated to this portfolio committee has a very important role to play. And they should, or if I'm mistaken, maybe somebody needs to correct me, but in my former portfolio committee, they were always there unless we had something personal to discuss. We would ask everybody to go out. But they play a very important role, especially when it comes to annual reports and strategic plans. Because what they actually do is they do research on these documents and do summaries and put that together for the committees to sort of go through and make the work of members easy. I mean, that their role is to research and to give us information, to point out certain aspects which raises concern. And I do see their papers, and there is some questions and all of it, but I would want to recommend, if I'm correct in what I'm saying, that they should actually be and assist our secretary, because the secretary and the parliamentary team actually also can work together to give and compile a report for us will get the necessary attention. But I'm at the same time asking the question, is it like this in this?
Really is. But it's a study. Is our researcher. And I must say, on the moment, okay, he was the one who, Honorable Duncan, who did a really assisting us a lot. But this is the issue that when I was in the Labour Portfolio Committee the previous term, we have, as the committee, we said we must start at home. At home mean at Parliament. When it come to, when we were talking about on the issue of the contract workers and those, and the issue of the way, and the equity and those acts and those things, then we said, when we have that process of, remember, they must report every year, companies and so forth must reply to the Department of Labour on the issue of equity and all the employment equity and all those things go part with it. This institute was one of them who was not fulfilled according that. And what I mean by that, those people who are working on contracts and stuff. Now, Ben is one of the ones who are working on a contract. And it's not sustainable for us as portfolio committees when we have these people contract. You just get use of a person And then they move the person, of his contract become finished. But I must say, there is one who is assisting us a lot. It's not that I want to be a shop steward for him, but he did assisting us a lot on the issue of the support work. But it will also maybe build up on building the person if we can say maybe as the members, not that you criticize in a negative way, but a constructive way to build the person, to say if we feel that A, B, and C is maybe not doing well or correct, so that he can know what is his shortcoming, and maybe maybe try to work on it. Because on the few days on the break, he did assisting us. Yes. It's just he was not there yesterday because of his study leave.
Yes,
But it's not, you are right. Parliament must give committees the support staff. And researchers is part of the support staff. So that we can do our work properly. A content advisor only said we must post a content advisor. Yeah, advisor. But we didn't have that person. Maybe we must request him that one to Parliament. I think members, I think the chair is not here. I hear yesterday the chair was talking about the study tour. Receiver was not there yesterday. Honorable receiver in Porai. But the chairperson was saying we're going to Malaysia. And it will be on from the 2nd till the 10th of December. I think that is be approved.
The committee researcher has worked out a background paper. Obviously, that needs to be contained in an application for political approval. Now, in your political approval, the House Chair as well as the presiding officers would like to have an idea as what the cost implications of the audit would be. I have instructed Parliament's travel agent to provide us with a quote, and they've given me an indication by the end of the week they will be giving me the finances. And obviously, I will have to include that in the application then, of course. Members must also kindly indicate to me if, for those who are not in possession of the blue official passports, so that I can try and facilitate that process through the office of the Minister of Home Affairs.
This is members, so I think we come to the end of the meeting, and thanks again, and we are attending the book launch this afternoon. I thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. I don't tell